The expressed views of the guests on this podcast are theirs alone and not necessarily endorsed by the host, TWBC, or any associated sponsor. Conversations that are robust yet balanced, on point and to the point. You are listening to The Talk of Tournament Water Skiing. This is the TWBC podcast. And now, here's your host, Tony Lightfoot.
Well, greetings one and all. And this is the post-game show so far as the Caiaphas Pro Battle is concerned for 2023. And it's also a little bit a part of On Tour with Freddie Winter. But we do have a real special guest with us to start things off. Ali Nicholson, you skied an absolute blinder this weekend, I tell you.
Man, I mean, I can't leave upset this weekend. I've had an incredible weekend. 3.5 at 10.7, 1 at 10.25, and 4 at 10.75. So I'm leaving Caiaphas super happy. This is a tournament I will never forget, that's for sure.
You couldn't help but be impressed with that. I mean, because you had an impressive score yourself in round number one. In round number one, we've won at 9.75 meters, which is your best score of the season thus far, right?
Yeah, second time I've done it in tournament this year, run 10.25. But yeah, I mean, Ali did it was a breakthrough weekend for you, no? I mean, really it was. Like, that seemed to be like around four every single time. That was incredible. And you've never done that before. Monaco, you were...
Monaco, I was really happy to get to three every time. So we are on the up. More and more of them are feeling like I am getting the start, getting them going. I'm hoping that it's not too long before we see another one of those.
And let me just highlight, actually, on that note, how hard it is to go from tournament to tournament to tournament, not through your home site, no training in a sort of normal place, and able to actually go and do your biggest tournament ever. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely hard going and like not really taking those normal practice sets. Every practice set is feeling out the boat, the water, shaking off the different travel days and whatnot. So I'm extremely thrilled to be able to put up the score while on the road. I mean, this is our fourth tournament over here.
In 3 weekends, in two and a half weeks.
Yeah. So it's been a lot of tournaments and a lot of big scores for me. So I'm really pumped with how this tour is going.
And I think the telling thing in the performance that you produced in the opening round, actually round two, the full six buoy count at 10.75 and the one at 10.25, was the error that you made on three. Because then you just on two, I forget stuff at this point in the proceedings.
You've only been talking for 42 hours in the last 24, right? So
yeah, pretty much. But I mean, you had a big error on number two, and what was going through your mind at that point? It was just a case of pulling up your bootstraps and get after it.
Yeah, it was kind of, that was like a no pressure round for me a little bit. I said it kind of in our interviews before, like I was not feeling good before that set. I got a little, I guess, overheated, a little kind of like heat strokey.
A little bit of deli belly.
Oh my goodness, I just...
Yeah, but because you'd been in the sun for 2.5 hours.
Yeah, because I was doing the interviews and I finally gave the mic away there at the end to Aaron Davies. He took it over like a champ. And I was fine for a little bit. I was like, I'm really hot, but I went and kind of took a cold shower and felt like I was cooling off. And then all of a sudden, I just got super nauseous. And... yeah, I actually, Will put me in the car with an ice bag on my back and AC cranked full blast. And he was looking at me and he goes, you know, you don't have to ski. And I was like, I know, but I want to. And he's like, are you sure? And I was like, well, if I go out there and I don't feel good, I can come in. I mean, but I want to go out there. And of all the rounds to finally piece it together, the round that I was like not feeling myself, I think I finally had a little bit like, my mental game was not focused on skiing. It was focused on, please don't puke on the ends. And that was the round I pieced it together. Yeah, I had an incredible one, a bad two, and I was like, just keep turning. Just, you have nothing to lose. I turned three, I got to four, and when I got to five, I was like, Ali, I swear, if you blow this, I'm going to be so mad at myself.
You'll probably have Zane pulling his hair out as well.
Oh my goodness, yeah, he called me yesterday and was like, he said, I knew when you came into five ball. I was like, please don't do that alley pop that you love to do at five. I love to pop the handle at five ball. He's like, please don't do that. And I turned the absolute crap out of five ball and got to six, and I was just ecstatic.
All right, what about you, Freddie? I mean, out of all of the performances we've seen, I mean, it created history, didn't it? I mean, like, one at 9.75 metres into 43 off, you know, not once, not twice, but three times in consecutive skiers, you know. I mean, you'd need to look to cable water ski slalom to find a series of performances anywhere close to that. But in terms of tournament water ski slalom, it's a pretty unique thing that we just saw.
Yeah, very cool. I mean, and nice to be a part of something. At the same time, not to be put a downer on it. I mean, really happy it happened. Really happy to be a part of it. But, you know, scores or whatever. You know what I mean? It's all relative to, you know...
To what the end result is going to be eventually.
Yeah, and I think, you know, Nate and Will are incredibly good skiers, so I'm happy I was keeping up with them. But I don't care if I'm in a tournament I run 4 at 39 and I'm at the top, or if I run 5 at 43. It was really cool. Nice to be a part of it. And I mean, I knew when Will went out in front of me, I was just like, right, you know, he's run a big score. I'm going to go do it too. Like, let's not let him beat me. But to be honest with you, I'm kind of frustrated with myself that I went out and got a huge score in the first round and then didn't back it up in the final. My last few tournaments, I've been doing better towards the end, improving. And this time it went the other way. And I need to. I'm sitting here a bit frustrated because I actually felt like it felt really good out there and I didn't make the most of it in the final. So would I rather be part of that history and come second, or would I rather have kind of been way down the list and won the tournament? For sure, win the tournament.
And I mean, it's almost like that situation at Trophy Lakes a couple of seasons ago where you had Jamie, you had Regina, you had Manon, and you had one other skier make it to
Whitney, who won the tournament.
Who won the tournament, you know, so it's just quite synonymous with that. But maybe you can speak to this next point, Ali, as being a medical professional. You know, you go through these kinds of trials and tribulations, you know, and you take the hits, you take the brute force at the end of the turns, and then you try and hold on for dear life. You know, how much does physical conditioning and well-being, you know, really factor in to a long tour away from home?
I mean, it's a lot on the body. Fortunately, I've been holding up, but it takes those big falls and the big hits and whatever. Haven't had the best luck so far on this tour. At Monaco, I took a handle to the back of the calf, bruised that up. The next at Lacano, I kind of hurt my front ankle just a little bit. Fortunate to be feeling a lot better, but I mean, we're putting our bodies on the line, definitely every time we go out there. This weekend being 4 rounds, I elected to only ski 3. Freddie did as well. It's a lot. It's a lot of strain on the body, and we're just trying to stay healthy and keep going and make it to the next weekend and hopefully see ourselves on top.
Okay, so we are at about the halfway point of the season, essentially. We're into July. San Giovasio comes up, you know, and Matteo Lazzari always does a good job with that competition, along with Claudio Benatti and Fedele Luzzeri. Certainly looking forward to making her way over there. But just to put a cap on this one, and we'll try and keep this podcast a little bit shorter than normal because I know that you two of you want to gather with some of your friends and celebrate.
I'm with my friends. Yeah. I got nowhere to go, mate.
Oh, that's sweet of you. Let me give you a kiss. No kidding, folks.
Chance would be a fine thing.
Yeah. Receiving one would actually be more of a finer thing, but there you go. But anyway, that's enough about me. What about you guys? I mean, because this is your second time here in Caiaphas. You've been here last year. You were here last year,
and both just came second last year, I think, right?
Yeah.
So we're back to where we started.
Back to square one.
65 days on.
I know, but I mean,
no improvement.
But I mean, just give us a like.
I'll leave happy. It's okay.
Try and give us a like for like comparison of what last year's event turned out being and what this year's event turned out. You know, because I mean, it was almost a night and day difference, right? In terms of organization and all of the extraneura.
Let's not be unfair on George of last year. I mean, I think along with Moomba, this was the best event of last year, and along with Moomba, this is the best event of this year. So, you know, yes, they improved. Absolutely. They put more effort in. There was more people here. We were looked after just as well. There was a, you know, more of a sort of special vibe at the start of the finals with that big procession and, you know, jewelry being handed out and big, you know, it was incredibly amazing. But let's say that if every tournament was like last year's event, then we would be doing incredibly well, right? So
yeah.
Yes, it's moved forward, and I'm not saying that they've not done an amazing job, but the standard that they set last year was surpassed, but that standard is incredibly high, and I don't think any other event is really matching it at this point.
They set a high bar there last year, and what do you think this year?
Oh my gosh, I mean, George like absolutely spoils the crap out of us while we're here, and after last year, I thought, I don't know how we can get bigger, and it got bigger. I mean, if all of the events were like this, it was a party all day long, and yesterday was a party. Yesterday, I thought, can it get much louder? And today it did. I mean, George and all of his crew go above and beyond for us, and I really can't wait till next year. I'm sure George has something else he's going to pull out of his sleeve until he can't get any bigger next year.
He's talking about spaceships bringing the skiers in or something. Ooh, you know what I mean? Like, it can only go so
parachuting
far.
In.
Parachute, exactly. But and honestly, the funny thing is, you know, there's some tournaments you go to, I'm not going to name any names, where they sort of tell you, oh, you're sort of lucky to be here, right? You know, I've just had the organizer, the main organizer, George, Costantinos, who's been working on it a huge amount with George, Tassos, they've all said, thank you so much for coming. You guys made the event. And I'm like, I said, we go to tons of events. We're all the same people are at tons of events, and nothing is like this. They did an amazing job. And I mean, you know, I think people listening at home might be sort of hearing us gush over how good it was, but it really was, and it is. And you know, every evening we have a meal organized, and we're all, you know, it's a big communal thing. Everyone's here for the week. We're able to do a bit of coaching, make a bit of money. We're able to, you know, the odd skier
plays in the band.
They're not charging us for ski sets during the week. You know, instead of it being €60 or whatever it is, we need to or four passes for $35 at a pro tournament, which it often is.
And fuel is expensive over.
Fuel is very, very expensive, and they've done a hell of a job. I mean, you know, this, the organization, in my opinion, couldn't be better. I mean, is that fair?
I mean, definitely. And I will say, like, I think George, the way that George organizes it goes a long way for the skiers. I mean, I know in the U.S. it's really hard. We all get spread out and whatever. A lot of the events are happening close to home. The event ends and everybody goes home. Here, it's like the event ends. Hey, dinner is at 9:30. Everybody's going to dinner. And, like, actually getting to kind of have that cohesion with all of the pro skiers is something that we don't really get to have very often. I mean, we never go to dinner all together. We never go do things like go to a waterfall the day before a tournament. I mean, honestly, if we recommended that in the U.S., they'd probably all look at us like we had five heads. But, like, over here, it's totally accepted and everybody's pumped for it.
And then the level of skiing was incredible.
It was incredible. So
we went and sort of exhausted ourselves, like, you know, trekking up and down the, you know, in and out of caves and swimming through currents and avoiding these big crabs with mighty claws trying to get us. But
and the bats, of course.
Oh, yeah, I was not a fan of the bats.
Was there bats there?
You didn't see the bats?
Oh my God, yeah.
They were on the wall, and I was like trying to swim so slowly by them, because I swear if one of them had taken off, I would have...
New strains of COVID.
We could have started
COVID-3.
I was not a fan.
Oh, wow. Okay, so, yeah, we'll wrap up this podcast. I think we pretty much said enough. We're halfway through the season. We've got San Gervasio coming up, and then we're going to go back stateside on Mastercraft Pro Malibu Open.
California. California's the next one. And actually, that's the next one for me. The Predator Bay Canadian Open is its start of August. Are you going to that one, Ali?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeehaw.
There you go.
I've never been to Canada of all the places I've traveled.
You've never been to Canada.
Hard to believe, yeah.
That is just wild.
Tim Hortons. You're going to enjoy some Tim Hortons. They do like little donut holes, I think.
I saw Tim Hortons in Spain as well.
There's one in England. Yeah, yeah, weird.
Yeah, so I've never been to Canada. So I've entered that one. I still need to book my flight. But I am planning to go, so I'm excited.
It'll be a lot easier to book that flight now based upon what you've come away with here.
Yeah, so I mean, I will admit, I was super excited about going to Canada at the beginning of the season. Now that I've traveled already, you know, almost 3 weeks, it's kind of like, okay, more traveling and then to California and whatever. So I think once I'm back home, I'll be excited again to go. Right now I'm ready for my own bed.
I was talking to a couple of people, like, it is a bit like that. Like, we travel to all these tournaments. It's kind of stressful. You kind of get like a little bit uptight, and that, you know, it's sort of a pressure situation the whole time. Because as much as it is nice to sort of hang out with skiers the whole time, it's always that same kind of, like, there's this little vibe. You know, you're always building in, which often you do by yourselves, and you have your mechanisms. You might, I don't know, go to the movies or whatever, but it's different. But yeah, I think I'm kind of the same. I'm actually going to go back to England this week for a couple of days. and that's going to give me a bit of a reset, and then I'm going to go super hard at San Gervasio. But yeah, I mean, like, you can't imagine doing much more traveling when you're in it like this. And I've not even come from the States. I mean, I was in England already. So you doing 4.5 weeks or whatever in total, that is a lot.
Yeah, for sure. I'm excited. This week I get to go ski with Thomas DeGasperi at his lake in Trento.
Oh, in Trento. Huh?
Yeah, I'm
Ooh,
really
nice
excited. I've always seen pictures of it. It looks absolutely amazing. So that's going to be my little getaway for the weekend. Kind of like a vacation, I guess, before San Gervasio. But I'm super excited to go back to San Gervasio. This will be my third time there. So that's our next stop. Can't wait.
Okay, yeah, because San Gervasio last year was before the Kajafest, mm-hmm. and you kind of had to deal with the whole ski problem, but not so much this time.
Yeah, so Kajafest last year was, I had gotten a new ski that week from the amazing people here in Athens. They had given me a new ski, and I skied this event. I came second last year on that ski. I think my best was 2 at 10.7, so definitely improved my scores from last year. Being back on my, you know, on my primary ski now, it feels amazing, and I hope it just keeps going up from here.
And how big is that hug going to be from Zane and from Melissa when
you goodness.
Get back home?
Oh, my goodness. I know. That's the only thing about doing it. I mean, I'm so happy that I did it over here. It would have been amazing for them to have been here.
All right, then. Any parting thoughts before we go on to Italy?
I was saying to someone earlier, like, the people watching on the webcast today during that sort of opening parade catwalk thing we had on the dock, I mean, I think... I was saying, like, all the other organizers are going to kind of be looking at it going, wow, we can either go big or we can give up. You know what I mean? Like, I'm hoping that we can get a few more like that. No, I mean, we're always grateful, and a lot of events are amazing, but I don't know. It was wild. It was wild today. I mean, just so overwhelming and so fun to be a part of.
I was trying to get John Travers to Grand Prix, like a DJ for the Grand Prix. And
we need those Groveland dancers.
Ooh.
Yeah, Groveland dancers.
I don't know that we want to see those.
Oh, I do. It'd be very interesting. I'm sure we'd find some absolute creatures.
Lake County's finest.
Indeed. Okay, then we'll put a button on that. This has been the TWBC podcast, the latest episode of. Thanks a lot to Freddie Winter once again and Ali Nicholson. And till next time, it is ciao for now.
Thank you for listening to the TWBC podcast. Be sure to check out our website at waterskibroadcasting.com. Links to our presence on major social media platforms can be found there, as well as updates to our webcast and this podcast. Duplication or rebroadcasting of this broadcast without written consent of TWBC is prohibited. Subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform and be sure to join us next time for the next edition of the TWBC podcast.